It's Wednesday, the 25th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Government is finalizing a new investment promotion bill that will help attract and support local and foreign investors. Economist Robert McGregor expects the law to improve the investment climate and boost the economy.
There is a need for revamp of our investment legislation. However, it must be noted that we need to judge legislation not on its stated intentions, but rather on its outcomes. There are material concerns in the last few drafts of this legislation, given that it massively increases the regulatory threshold as well as power by the minister to oversee not just foreign investment, but domestic investment as well. This increased the cost as well as the uncertainties of doing business, and along with this, the timelines given that approvals will be needed for investment, often whether foreign or domestic. This will in turn likely result in reduced or much slower investment in Namibia.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia has launched a campaign to inform voters about upcoming elections, focusing on registration as well as voting, and is encouraging young and first-time voters to participate. ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
The supplementary registration of voters will start from the 4th of August until 19th of August. And the second key statutory date is the commencement of nomination period, which starts on 26 September 2025. And the third statutory activity is the nomination of candidates. And that will be 14 October 2025 will be for independent candidates, and then followed by public sitting by returning officer. And then 16 October will be for political parties, and that will also be followed by public sitting by the returning officer.
With the tensions between Iran and the U.S. in the Middle East seemingly feeling far removed and having simmered down, they could have real-time effects on the local economy. Capricorn Asset Management's Floris Berg explains just how the geopolitical conflict might impact local markets, especially the oil and gas sector.
The main reaction that we have seen that will impact us directly is the oil price. We've seen the oil price spike by 22%. So if we talk about 22% surge in oil, it is in US dollar terms and in Namibia dollar terms, but for all practical purposes. Then the shipping cost is no doubt also rising. So if you add that to the jump in oil, that doesn't spell good news for us.
The agriculture organization TLU South Africa says foot and mouth disease in the country is out of control and government must activate its capacity to control the outbreak. The organization says although vaccination has commenced in some provinces, new cases are being reported at farms. TLU SA's Benny Van Zyl explains.
Government do have the responsibility, but they should make sure that they apply the right capacity, the right skills, the people that have the will to address this problem, and they have to communicate with all the role players, the police force, the traffic department, everyone, so that we can control this the best we can. That is for the benefit of our future.
And U.S. President Donald Trump will discuss the war in Ukraine with his Ukrainian counterpart, President Volodymyr Zelensky, at the NATO summit underway in the Netherlands, Ross Cullen reports.
President Trump's appearance here at the NATO summit comes amid controversy in the U.S. over a leaked Pentagon report on the strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, and he doubled down on media reporting the leak, calling several TV networks, quote, scum. Donald Trump says he was looking forward to a meeting with Ukraine's president, which comes after criticism by the U.S. leader of Vladimir Putin, calling on the Russian president to mediate on the war, which the U.S. president says he was hopeful of making progress on. The key focus for the NATO countries at this year's summit is to agree to raise national spending on defense to at least 5% of GDP. Ross Cullen, The Hague.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.